The restaurant world is competitive. Chefs are always looking for ways to stand out. Well, Adam Perry Lang might have found a new one. Tonight, he throws open the doors to his new steakhouse in Los Angeles. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Lang has been prepping for the big night. He's been aging beef, tweaking cocktail recipes, and making his own knives.
Chef Adam Perry Lang invites us into the place he's been forging his knives, an hour and a half southeast of L.A.
Welcome to this crazy shop.
Inside the cavernous backyard metal shop is an old blacksmith forge, a gas furnace burning at 2,400 degrees.
I mean, you know, I'm attracted to fire. What can I say?
There's also a massive 600-pound power hammer from 1912. Its pistons are the size of manhole covers.
We name equipment, so tell it the name.
Mjolnir. After Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, you'll see.
That's master bladesmith Casey Lund, Lang's mentor and business partner in this knife-making project. For the new restaurant APL, Lang's initials, they've handcrafted 330 razor-sharp knives from imported Swedish steel.
It's insane and crazy and wonderful and generous.
Evan Kleinman, who hosts the KCRW show Good Food, says she knows of no other restaurant owner chef who makes his own knives for diners.
I think the thing about Adam is he has this level of excellence that's just gobsmacking, but he also has this absolutely childlike curiosity.
The afternoon we met, Lang multitasked between demonstrating how he makes knives and cooking a delicious lunch with a wok and a grill. The 48-year-old French-trained chef from New York specializes in meat. After working in Michelin-star restaurants in Paris, he opened a popular rib shack and a steakhouse in Manhattan. Lang's been featured on Top Chef and on his buddy Jimmy Kimmel's TV show.
Yes, he is master of the grill, barbecue, smoker, anything you can light on fire, he is master of. Please welcome Chef Adam Perry Lang. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
5 years ago, Lang began studying bladesmithing at the New England School of Metalwork.
I use a blade every day of my life, so I'm super into steel.
The process begins with heating bars of steel in the forge. Lang uses blacksmith tongs to move the steel to the power hammer. It pounds the metal and roughly shapes each blade.
Basically, we're taking two different steels and we're sandwiching it together almost like puff pastry. See, I relate to everything with cooking, so.
Then the knives endure a series of hot and cold treatments. He quenches each blade in 483-degree molten salt that's like goopy syrup. After they're tempered, Lang cools them down by dipping them into liquid nitrogen that's minus 400 degrees.
Use the force wood.
Lang says this process creates the soul of the blade.
It's like the Frankenstein moment where it's basically just a piece of metal and then it becomes something magical.
Finally, the blades get sharpened and refined with a series of grinding belts. Lang is passionate about his scary sharp knives. He swears they enhance the taste of his food.
There's a finesse, there's an etiquette. Cutting with a sharp knife, there's just a certain ease. You can have a conversation with somebody and not have to like saw at it like an animal, you know? And it's like, wow, someone took the time to sharpen this knife. This steak must be special. Well, as a matter of fact, that steak is very special. So let's honor it.
Lang says he trusts his customers not to steal his handmade knives. They're actually on the menu at APL, listed as a deterrent, as felony knives. At $950.01, they are a penny more than the fine for grand theft in California. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.